My name is Lothar, and I'm the real German alcoholic. Contrary to Martin from Amsterdam. And Holly gave me 12 minutes, and I try to stick to it with German efficiency, to stick with the cliches. But 10, 20. As Holly already said, I've been in the organizing committee of the first convention in 1987 as literature person, and I talked to Ed yesterday, who was the chairperson. He could not come, so I'm the one who says something about the history of how it all started, and Gabriela asked me a week ago, and I was quite amazed because I was looking in just in my the mess I have in my office, my private office, and I found a plastic bag with quite historic documents, you can say, and it was amazing. I was reading it all through, and things fell back in place. I saw faces and I saw situations that happened in those days and how we did it all. And it was like a sentimental journey. And Leslie was right. I mean, she did the funny part, so I'm doing the boring part, and probably with my German accent, it sounds more bureaucratic as well. Well, I'll do my best. So, just with a couple of words, in the early 80s, we had a thing called intergroup. It was much different from the intergroup as we know it today, where 80 or 60 groups in Holland are involved. In those days, the intergroup covered a huge area in Western Europe. So I found as well, these are intergroup newsletters which were printed four times a year, and this one is from summer 87, and the area, the intergroup one, it was called, covered was Belgium, Denmark, Finland, France, which was basically Paris, Iceland, the Netherlands, Norway and Sweden, and West Germany, that was before reunification, from Hamburg to Bonn. But basically, like Denmark was Copenhagen, there was nothing, but not much else. Belgium was Brussels and Bruges, I think, in Antwerp, right. You see, I'm glad that my memory doesn't serve me always well. And first of all, I would like to say, is there, besides John R., is there anybody else who was participating or who's were attending the convention in 87? Because? Joost, okay. So Joost and John R. So if my memory doesn't serve me well, you interrupt me and you correct me, right? Sorry? No. I hear as well, yeah. Although you're most of the time you're a pain in the ass. I put something on paper because I just want to put it on a chronological order. So in those days we were with a couple of people involved in intergroup, and basically more or less the same people were also involved in traveling around Europe, which was in those days going to Kaiserslautern, which the Americans called K-Town. There were plenty of American forces, and so there the real thing happened there, so we loved to go there. And we also went to the Black Forest in Laar, which was a convention, a location with the Canadian Air Force. The Canadian Air Force had a base there in the Black Forest, and that was a lovely convention too. And one thing a lot of people from you remember, Igor from Amsterdam, who in those days introduced his famous slogan after every meeting, keep the plug in the jack. So he was famous for that. Then at some point we learned about these conventions, and as we were an intergroup and sort of being in several committees, we decided to start our own convention, and we studied the guidelines from GSO how to set up a convention, and we also sent a committee to Kaiserslautern, and I have here the proof, which is in the newsletter from winter 86, which said under point 10, Roundup, Karen has formed a committee which had traveled to Kaiserslautern to discuss the organization of a Roundup. It was agreed that an intergroup one Roundup be organized for August 1987 in Holland, English-speaking A in the Netherlands be responsible for organizing the Roundup. The organizing committee can request a loan from intergroup one funds as necessary, which was 2,000 Dutch guilders in those times, and flyers to be prepared in time for the Kaiserslautern Roundup in April, so that people are aware of the intergroup one gathering. And it also says here, volunteers are requested for helping with all the tasks which have to be undertaken for a successful event. So that, I don't know whether it's boring or probably some interesting details. And so we set it all up, and I also found an interesting thing in my plastic bag. Just a second. Where is it? Oh, there it is. This is that was the first flyer from, it's amazing. It is a flyer that says Intergroup One Europe, first annual roundup, August 28th, 29th, 30th, 1987 in Motel Tiel. And there's contact number, sorry, Tiel. And the theme was half measures avail us nothing. So that was the first thing. It was quite touching to find that as well, because I don't have the other flies the years afterwards. And the other interesting thing is also we had this logo, which was invented for the Tiel Convention. There were two hands with, I show it here, these two hands with the circle and the AA triangle. And which at some point the committee decided to stop doing that, but I find it very very impressive, and was the logo of the Tiel Roundup. So probably just to go into details, the first committee, I still could recover all the names of the people who were on the committee. So the chairperson was Ed van K, who could not, he's still around, he couldn't be here. Then the public information was Karen G, a lot of people know her. She's now in Egypt, I think. The treasurer was John S, and I also learned from the papers that he resigned during the preparation, and then Class W took over. And the program chairperson was David G. They're all strange names for the positions we have, but it was like this. I just got it from the papers here. The information desk chairperson was Sally C. A lot of people know her. Her husband was A.A. Liaison, Al-Anon Liaison, sorry. Literature chairperson was me. Then the food chairperson was Bill B. I still remember it, places come up. The hospitality chair was Luz van W. from Amsterdam. I remember her as well. A lot of you do. The merchandise chairperson was Saini, God bless her. She's not amongst us anymore. And the main speaker for the Tiel Convention was Ted P. He was from Canada, and in 1987 he had 30 years of sobriety. Wow. So if he's still alive and sober, he must have 60 years today. So it's quite interesting. And then and the theme, he had his own theme, and his theme was you got it. So that was another thing. It was, the whole thing was very formal. I mean, it was much different from the way it is today. So we decided in the committee to ask Ed to get in contact with the mayor of Tiel, which is Mr. Pop. Mr. Pop got a letter for the young ones. This is a typewritten letter. And probably I can just read it. We also had our own letterhead with the convention logo on it with the dates. And the letter was written by the chairperson Ed van Kay. And it says, "Dear Mr. Pop, as you remember, we spoke at the reception in Tiel on the 27th April last concerning an English-speaking roundup of Alcoholics Anonymous to be held at the Tiel Motel on the 28th to 30th of August 1987. Enclosed you will find the registration form of the roundup. The preparation of the roundup is now in its final stages. The draft of the roundup program is almost finalized, copy enclosed. The Motel Tiel accommodation is fully booked for the weekend together with some local hotels indicating a good attendance. As mentioned to you, we would be honored if you and your wife would accept our invitation to spend some time with us on the Saturday evening, perhaps contribute a few words, as this will be the highlight of the weekend. We expect approximately 300 people from various countries in Western Europe and the USA. In due course, we will contact you by telephone to see if you will accept our invitation and whether you wish to exchange some thoughts about the AA Fellowship in general. Looking forward to seeing you. We remain yours faithfully, Ed van Kay." And then the mayor came to the convention, and he addressed us, the alcoholics, and he said that it is a pleasure to be invited to the convention, and he would like to express his special thanks to our president, Mr. Ed van Kay. So he didn't quite get the concept, but that really happened. So then the ceremony or the whole convention was also more formal. So it was more a ceremony. Ed was wearing a tailor-made black dark suit, and the program chairperson, who was David G, he was even wearing a black tie with a cummerbund, and he was guiding us in Tiel. There was a podium, 2 meters high, and he was on it and sort of guiding the whole show. He didn't wear a cylinder hat, but now looking back at it, he looked more like a presentator of some old-fashioned cabaret show, you know. So,
and he was walking like this with his cummerbund.
It all comes back now.
I heard a baby like this.
It's 12 minutes gone now. Where are we now? from the very start, that convention, all the conventions afterwards, they worked out well. There was the same troubles. The challenge was getting worried about the the money is coming in, whether it's sufficient, and personalities and clashes. And in the end, I haven't experienced one convention, and I've been to them all, where something really dramatic happened. Except once when people, half of the audience went out because, the speaker was speaking, and I don't want to go into details, but I went out as well, so we left. Which I think was justified. It happened once, it was probably... anyway. My memory didn't serve me quite well because I talked to John Ricker, John R. John. Sorry, John. So I was not quite aware of the fact that this location is our fifth location. So the story behind this, that Thiel, it was quite a strange architecture. The building, the entrance was elevated on an elevated floor, which also served as a parking lot. And so you had to enter the building quite on a high level and then further go down. And we always had our dance and in the basement, which was underneath the parking deck. And we had to look for another place because the whole bloody thing collapsed. And lucky enough, nobody was there. So the parking deck collapsed into the facilities where our dance and the speakers meeting took place. So then we stayed with it was a Van der Valk hotel. We stayed with Van der Valk, and then we went to Nuland. And we also, once or twice, I don't know, it's difficult to recover all that details. And then Veldhoven as well, once or twice.
What? In 2006, once.
Oh, there you go. And then afterwards, Luisteren, right? And Luisteren. 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 I am. That was basically, I hope I'm not sort of getting over the time, that was basically I found something else. This is from the, this is a flyer from the, that's the way we did it. There's the registration form, and on the reverse side was the news, Thiel News, and that is 1992. And just to read a couple of sentences, it's concerning the dance, Dancing by Disco. So in 1992, we announced that the Entertainment Committee has arranged an exciting change from past years. A professional boogaloo disco group. John, you read it now. Just leave it. So I read it, a professional boogaloo. A professional boogaloo disco group will offer a wide variety of dance music after the banquet. The group comes with all the special lighting and mood effects. The group comes with all the special lighting and mood effects, which should get all in the mood. to swing and sway. But in those days, I was always the first and the last on the dance floor. to get in the mood to swing and sway, as well as shake the booties. Dancing is scheduled till 2 a.m. So that was it basically. I just want to say to me it has always been a pleasure and a privilege to serve the first convention and in between as well, and it's also a pleasure and a privilege to say a couple of words here, and I didn't expect it to be so funny. I didn't know that I was funny at all. I just want to say that, just serious now. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I've been off and on. Sometimes it's time to do nothing, like this time, except entertaining you. And it's just amazing that there's always been a continuous flow of people who were dedicated to keep this alive. I mean, nobody 30 years ago. I mean, 30 years ago, I didn't see myself standing here, and 30 years from then to probably the Canadian year, 60 years. And it's what I can say from my own experience is that it's important to be there, and although probably I'm contributing the way I contribute, and it is also important for me to do little things, you know, to service, and it helped to save my ass. And if a newcomer would ask me, I would say, just ask the committee and do something during the convention, maybe get to know people, and it all helps us to stay sober. Thank you very much.